I love Jesus. No, you don't. You don't even know him. You don't even understand him. But to truly understand what happened right here, and you begin to have an understanding, and I'm putting this in because this is what we're studying in 1 John, begin to understand all about sin, that Jesus Christ bore it. But I'm going to slap him in the face. Even though he bore it, got to set you aside. Got to do this with you and that with you. Even though you come back to God, got to do all these things to you because it really didn't apply. We got to do something else now. And then turn around and talk about the Lord. They're blasphemous people. You understand what the word blasphemy means? They understand the cross, but they don't. They're not occupied with this person, Jesus Christ. Okay, many of you know him as God. Many of you know him as your Savior. But people, there's just so much more for us to know and understand about Jesus Christ. And as you walk in the power of God, the Holy Spirit, I've made a great deal now for several years about walking by faith in the Spirit. But what is all of this going to lead to? What this is going to lead to, dear people, is that it will be Christ who will be living in you. And he does this by the Spirit whom God the Father has sent to us. This is the whole mechanism of our life. Every part of our life is being transformed right now into the image of Christ as we live. Look with me at Galatians chapter 2. Look with me at Galatians for a moment. Let's take a look. All right, I want you to look with me. Galatians chapter 2, and we're going to look at verse 20. Galatians chapter 2, I'm comfortable with that. If you walk out of here, as we go through this, and it doesn't mean anything to you personally, then people, I have failed. So I'm not a theology teacher. I'm a pastor or a shepherd teacher. And I want to know, what difference does this make in your life? To phrase it another way, what difference in your life would it make if Jesus Christ is not God? He's Savior, but what difference would it make to you if he's not God? What difference would it make in your personal life? And I want that to become such a reality as we go through these things. Not just that he is God, but why is that so important to you that he is God? Many people are ready to fight and separate from other believers on the belief.